Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful place we call Eden. We are here for you. We are the last bastion of defense, with very few others. As this great catastrophe of the COVID apocalypse approaches, it reminds me very much always of the old movie High Noon with Gary Cooper. The evil ones are on the train. They're coming to your town. And pretty much everybody folds their tent and runs away. And the classic lawman holds his ground and stands firm. And his favorite line was, he's having a little bit of trouble finding deputies. And that's what you find in any good fight. Everybody's a hero when it's over and it's won. But as it starts to get on the tracks to stop this train, generally you're alone or in a very small group. But that's what our faith is all about, really. Being alone or in a very small group. Jesus had 12 deputies, and they had to stand up to all the powers and principalities of the state and hold firm in their understanding and do what was right. That is a difficult concept for a lot of people to accept for some strange reason. I just took it as a given all my life, and I guess that's why I'm strange. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? Sounds like freedom. There's no greater sound than freedom. I love to wake up in the morning to the sound of freedom because it sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary and no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse and we're going to look deep, deep, deep inside the microscopic world that is being applied to us and the control grid that's all over us and put up the wanted posters of the enemies, foreign and domestic, that are trying to usurp one of the greatest experiments in human history, a republic known as the United States, and every other free country in the world, and even those that aren't free. Because this time, it's Satan's move on the grand chessboard. There's absolutely no mistake in that. There isn't a day, an hour, or a minute that goes by that I am not affirmed more and more and more that this is the moment, this is his master plan, because nothing like it has ever happened before. We are moving from an era where we are flesh and blood to be converted into something that will be part circuits and chips, or be made part of a control grid that is controlled by these circuits and chips. I was astounded, absolutely astounded, a week or so ago, where one of my close compatriots sent me an image. And I posted it on my blog site, conspiracy-cafe.com. It should be on the front page of the blog section because it's a recent posting. And it's a picture of the spike protein. And you make no mistake about what you're looking at and how it would be described by the ancients as a tree. And where leaves would be, things are added on. And in this diagram, prion-like domain, HIV, pseudovirus, GP120, that sounds so refreshing, and something called PRRA insert. And then you know what the Lord said in Genesis when he spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden. And the Lord God commanded him, you may eat freely from every tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For in that day that you eat it, you will surely die. Genesis 16:17. And when you look at how this injection they want to give us, specifically apes, 28 major bodily functions. And that's from a conspiracy rag called Nature Magazine that many, many scientists read. So, is it junk science? No. It is the truth. It's just the propaganda matrix will not reveal these truths to you. And they will lure you in probably the greatest psychological operation that has ever been attempted in human history, to eat of that fruit. These things just don't wear away or fall off or come out. They're in you forever. And at some point in time, they may decide to attack some of these centers. The heart is one of them. You don't need that, do you? Your liver. It can cause blindness, deafness. It attacks the placenta. That's one of its favorite targets. So that you will miscarry. And miscarriages are up 360 or so percent in Europe since this panacea of poison has been unleashed. But our liars, our masters of deceit, those of the serpent sect, will extol this as some sort of virtue to be relished, to coax you in any manner possible to eat of that tree, from which you will surely die. Because that is the object of the game, of course, to eliminate you. You are created in God's image. That image is loathed and despised by whatever we want to call or describe the other side. And it will do everything humanly and inhumanly possible to defeat you. And looking at that, there can be no mistake. We can make mistakes on many, many things, but there's no mistake there. Part of what we do here at Power Hour, everybody remembers those old Cold War civil defense commercials and such like that. But as harbingers of what is to come, we can coin that and just go, this is a test of the emergency God control system. Do not adjust your TVs. Turn them off. Because they are the enemy. A devout, powerful enemy that seduces you, breaks you down, and sends you to the place of slaughter. And once you realize that, once you come to grips with that, it's how did you ever turn the box on again or listen to corporate media? I've cut off so much of it, it's unbelievable, but necessary. My cohort in crime here in Canada, Richard Serrett, who does backup for Coast to Coast, does his conspiracy show Sunday nights in Toronto on AM 740, which is played on many American stations too, pretty much close to almost 40 of them, does a great job. And he got a daytime gig on a smaller station in Mississauga, AM 960. It's not a very powerful station like some of the other ones, but it does carry. And I was fortunate enough to pick him up yesterday afternoon, waiting in the parking lot while shopping. And it's a breath of fresh air to hear truthful words in enemy territory, Satan's realm. And one of his stories that he covered at the time was to get a whole bunch of doctors who are committed to debate the government's doctors on lockdowns. And the government doesn't want to do that, of course, because you're going to poke so many holes in their lies it will be glaringly obvious that they're criminally incompetent. And that's their role, that's their function, because they have surrendered to something wholesale, wholesale slaughter of the human race. They have surrendered to that. One of the videos I have on my website of some of these doctors' debates goes into that as well. That one was called Critically Thinking. And a lot of the greats are on there, including Dr. Tenpenny that comes on Power Hour a lot. And I forget which one said it, but she said, we don't have governments anymore. They are gone. They were all captured. If you're familiar with World War II history, it's like the French Vichy government under the Nazis or the Norwegian government under the Nazis with Quisling. I call it a Quisling government. They are under the control of something else that's ruling by fiat. And they just go along with whatever they say. And there isn't anyone who's got the guts to stand up and challenge them on that because they're afraid this darling we call the media will turn on them and their political careers will be over. So you're asking a lot of people to fall on their swords for the good of the cause, but I believe we can win this fight. I believe we are winning this fight, really. And when we do win this fight, those that fell on their swords will rise again like the phoenix and raise that sword in the air triumphant and say, we did not give up. We restored the Tree of Liberty. We arrest the enemies, foreign and domestic, and put them in a dark place forever. That is the power we have, and that is the power they don't want us to have, to think we are strong and defeat the enemy. So this chap on Saga 960 this morning, and I must say, he brought tears to my eyes to know that there are good people. So his name was Mark Petroni. He's on at 9 a.m. Eastern to 11. And he had a guest we've talked about before. And that was just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Because you know the man. We played a short piece for him. He's Arthur Pawlowski, the Polish pastor from Calgary. He was the guest, talking about the history of the Nazis in Poland, his time as a pastor in Africa, observing the jungle. And I tell you all the time, the ultimate law is the law of the jungle. So he knows that law from firsthand observation. And he was there in Poland, in the glory days, when the commies just gun you down for daring to stand up for your rights, where they actually whip you to death. So there is a pastor that is taking that faith walk of the Lord to shoulder that cross, to wear the crown of thorns personally, and take it, knowing full well the victory is ours. And he described this battle in the jungle of a lion being attacked by hyenas. And one lion alone will be taken down by the hyenas because they can come at you like gnats from many different directions and slowly weaken you, disable you to a point. And then you fall and they come in and finish you off. This is exactly what we're getting from our so-called leaders, from the so-called press, from the so-called TV, from the so-called radio, is they are the hyenas chewing at you a bit here, a bit there, a bit here, a bit there to bring you down. But the lions are not fools. When another lion stands up and comes to the aid of the lion being attacked, the hyenas run away because they know full well their power is limited And that's why this divide and conquer campaign has been raised, because they know most people are gutless, useless, and senseless. And they will participate with the hyenas to rip apart the lion in their fear, in their panic, in their misguided understanding of reality. But this pastor, God bless him, he's holding a service Saturday, 9:30 in Calgary. And he's asking people to come and form a wall around his church so the Gestapo, as he describes them, cannot come in, because they are the centurions. Wambaugh wrote a novel about that. That was the first time it woke me up to that, the new centurions. Well, yes, yes, that's what they are. To them, government is God. God is not God. The people are slaves. You're not free because they have a chokehold on you. And he says, when they arrest me, I've got another pastor to take my place. And when they arrest him, there's another pastor to take his place. And if they arrest him, we have 100 ready to take my place. That is the mindset you need in this psychological warfare that we are being exposed to. A few lions with the courage to stand up and support the other lion who is being attacked. And if you do that, there's nothing they can do to you. We know from crime that people freeze. There was always stories from New York about a vicious crime and all kinds of people being around. And by strength of numbers, they could easily overwhelm the aggressor. But they're frozen in fear. They can't move. But once someone does move and sees it going their way, they'll respond. So we do herd and pack. But it has to be our mindset that when you strike at the roots of the tree of liberty, we just don't sit there and watch. You stand up. You speak out. You do whatever you have to do to whatever capabilities you have to resist the concept. And he's got a beautiful picture of a lion on his masthead of his website, streetchurch.ca, who's looking back at me now. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. There were great odds against Daniel. But Daniel had to stand firm and do what had to be done. David had to fight Goliath and go against a horrible adversary. But he had to have his faith to know that his stone would do the job and become the victor. And each and every one of you has to have that faith, that mindset. A lawyer in Alberta also sent me a thing today that was chilling, is they're setting us up for the propaganda wagon, big time. People like us, conservatives in more rural states in the United States, and they want them to knuckle under. But most of them won't. So they say in those states, 42% absolutely on pain of death, most likely, would refuse to become part of the collective Bork. And God bless them for that. So there's our victory there. And they have idiotic little diagrams and pictures to try to propagandize you, like the vaccine is an umbrella or some sort of protection or something like that. But it's not. It is the angel of death, not the angel of mercy. is not a merciful death, but a cold, belligerent death. Because ultimately, when it changes your DNA, it disconnects you from source, from God. And then you become dead in what I term the cloud, as opposed to God's heaven and promise. That this is the ultimate deception of Satan, is to lure us into his place and not God's place. And many will go, probably most, because they lack the faith, the courage, and the strength to say no. And that's why it was so beautiful to listen to this pastor's words. And I say it just brought tears to my eyes to know that there is someone courageous like that, but someone who's truly professing the faith the Lord professed, that in spite of anything and everything, we will not stop. We will follow through. And that's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And here at Power Hour, we're of the same mindset, most of us. We understand very clearly what they're doing and why, and we want nothing to do with it. I was quickly trying to Google up the patent for the one that was W066066, and I found another one. It was Google's patent, US7120486B2, for the same thing, a brain-computer interface. Because ultimately, that's the target. Your brain, your intellect, your soul. To put it in a digital prison. It's a very pronounced attack, which we defend from here. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. See you on the other side of the break.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and it appears joining us for sure in the next hour is going to be Mark Crispin Miller, the New York University prof who teaches a course in propaganda. I took a course like that at the U of T some time ago when I was doing late night radio in Toronto. It came up and it was just run in there. It was very enjoyable. My instructor was a leftist UN person, but that doesn't matter. The concepts are still the same. And it made a lot of interesting debate. And we carried that over into our late night radio broadcast that just kind of rocked the house down. It was like Richter scale movement in the ground when I did late night radio. President Bush himself called Prime Minister Martin, and I can't repeat what he said to get me off the air. And then Joyce picked me up, and we did it stateside to more people. And this is the war we're in. We made fun of the propaganda too, like a buddy of mine, like we did a skit. You know, it was we invented a superhero we called Propaganda Man and his faithful dog Rhetoric. And Rhetoric would always, chew on the leg of whatever malcontents were running government at the time. And you kill them with comedy, whack them with a salami. It's good fun. Because ultimately, I think we're winning. And that disturbs them greatly. There is codes that are used. People are kind of unknowing of those things, but they're in the media predictive programming. But Google uses them with their doodles, where they put up a pictographic message, which is the original language, the pictographic language. And you can deduce, like every picture is worth 1,000 words. Look at them, start going over the words. You find out what the message is. I used to do that with reckless abandon. And then I stopped because so many people don't understand what I'm doing that it was just good enough for me to understand and run with the ball. But this one was very appropriate for now. It was Anne McLaren's 94th birthday Google Doodle, The Shape of Things to Come. And she's looking under a microscope. She was the one who came up with in vitro fertilization or worked on it the most. And that was very, very important. But her most important thing was she was a child actress and a communist. But she appeared in H.G. Wells' classic film, Things to Come. And when you look at the Things to Come, you know very, very clearly that this is a mirror image of what we're into. Because there was a wandering sickness. They sprayed it from the air. The allergic reactions and all or nothing attempt to conquer the earth for the infamous cabal, because that was one of the characters in the book and the movie, was a pilot named Cabal. So obviously they're talking us about the cabal. and a giant aircraft circles the globe, releasing a sleeping gas. And when the people awake, they are under the control over a group called Wings Over the World. The despot has an allergic reaction to the gas and dies. There are wings over the world, my friends. I'm one of the few that seems to want to talk about it in a newsworthy fashion, but there was a massive UFO event over Medellin, Colombia, some days ago. Massive. There's like a good dozen blue balls coming out of the sky in rapid succession. It would almost look like giant fireworks going up as opposed to coming down. But outside of a local paper in Colombia, it's very difficult to find references to it. So a group that do space stories did a video, and it's in there, very well documented. And they also talked about another big event with Elon Musk's SpaceX craft having a near-miss collision with something that appeared. So NASA ordered everybody to put on their suits and prepare for collision. And when you look at the video of this object going by, they say, oh, it was 45 feet away. When you're moving it, like, what, thousands of miles an hour, 45 feet isn't very much. Not very much at all. And what was it? What's going on? I'm not afraid to talk about that kind of stuff, that what we've been taken over by is what Senator Lyndon Johnson described in 1958 as the masters of infinity. There is a hidden race with us. It's in the Bible in untranslated parts in Colossians, where they talk about the Adam Hatchadash, the mystical, magical Adam, who's to kill us all, because he probably fertilized that tree that we're not to consume, that we're lining up to get. Fools love their folly, very much so. And then in another very interesting piece that just kind of goes right up my alley, it's just kind of funny that my son sent it to me right away too, is that there seemed to be a very, very strange anomaly hitting the White House. U.S. investigating possible mysterious directed energy attack on the White House. And they come up with some of the usual suspects, I guess, but I look higher, much higher. Another story that, you know, just sends shockwaves really to you, or it should, was the fact that a shadowy DARPA-linked company took over a large chunk of the Pentagon's internet on Biden's inauguration day. So while we're busy, you know, fighting on a dog and pony show, somebody sees the communications of the greatest military power on the planet Earth. Somehow, that's not exactly newsworthy. But with all the resistance, that was something that just really gave me cause for celebration, really, although it's still a long, drawn-out war yet. But many states in the United States, including Kansas, where I'm sure there's a good few people listening, Texas, and maybe that had something to do with my late-night show on Caravan to Midnight, telling the Texans not to take the Kool-Aid, is they have to close these vaccination places for lack of attendance. Now, that's brilliant. So I look at it in a greater dynamic, like a war. And probably a lot of you are familiar with the Pacific War. We have our Pearl Harbor. That happened in early 2019. They bombed the crap out of us, knocked us to the ground. We were stunned. We didn't know what happened. Then we slowly picked ourselves up and dusted ourselves off and then started to realize it's the same old tricks again. And started to fight back. Push back is a better word, perhaps. And push back and push back and push back, because we see now that we were under attack. We had incidents happen all over. One that's, you know, local for me is when the municipal police here in Ontario stood firm and wouldn't let our cabal government of Premier Ford violate the Constitution and turn us into Nazi Germany. Everywhere you go, eh? We have to have papers. Papers, please? Papers? Come on. It's for the good of the team, yeah? Well, that went out the window. I look at that, and in other places where this pushback is happening with great protests in Europe and great resistance here in the United States, as the next battle after Pearl Harbor, the Battle of Coral Sea. It was like a 50-50 slogging match between the Japanese and the Americans. Each one loses a carrier. And then you know you can whip them. You found your jib. You can take them. And then the next battle happened with these vaccine centers closing. And then you know you can take them. That's the Battle of Midway. And just as the pilots returning to their carriers after a successful attack would radio the ship and say, scratch one flat top. You can say with pride, scratch one vax center. It's close. And then you know you're winning. Still a long, hard, drawn-out war to fight. But you know you can lick them. And that's the beauty of it. And they know it too, and they're starting to panic a little bit. Because the next time, the next big battles were the Battle of the Philippine Sea, Leyte Gulf, where you just blow the living crap out of them and send them to the bottom. And then you prepare. They send their kamikazes at you at Okinawa. And then a big cloud rises somewhere. And it's over, baby. And that's what's going to happen here. We might have another 1 or 2 or 3 years to scratch this out, but as long as enough of us resist, it's over, baby. And then we'll see if Dr. Tenpenny's right about this. This is the greatest poker game that's ever been played. All the lives on Earth are in the ante. And I'm confident with my hand. My hand says no. God gave me an immune system, and he gave us lots of treatments for this crap disease, and they work. And the only thing you can do is prevent us from getting treatment, do all kinds of things to weaken our immune system in hopes that we do get sick. And part of that is India, where a lot of people say this is, you know, I wouldn't exactly call it fake, but a feint. You see, last time up I said India was using ivermectin. And in a very long article about what's going on in India, they had a graph, and it showed they were whipping this with ivermectin, just whipping it. Then they stopped the ivermectin and went to the so-called vaccine. And it looks like a death chart now, but it's really a death chart, as it just goes straight up almost. And that just proves it all right there in one quick little picture. Wrote a little ditty about that, you know. I get no kicks from COVID. Mere hydroxychloroquine doesn't thrill me at all. I only have ivermectin, which is an old hit from a long time ago, changed a bit. And we have these. One of the doctors in one of these things was even, you know, I think it was Dr. Tenpenny, she wanted to discuss or was asked to discuss whether veterinary ivermectin could be used. She says, well, I can't go there because I'm a board-certified physician in Ohio, and I can't say that or talk about it. Didn't say no, but you can't say it. But we are at war, and you just got to pray about stuff and ask for stuff and do research and figure things out, especially like how you want to go and having stuff shoved down your throat and being tortured to death in the dark at night to be a new statistic isn't high on my list. But I find by taking lysine, the amino acid is very good. And I'm very fond of licorice root. So I take that too, not at the same time, but alternate back and forth. And a doctor I know at work was saying, you know, licorice root's good for all kinds of things. And that's quite correct, and I have that on my blog site. Use the little search box for licorice, and it'll come back. it really is good for all kinds of upper respiratory infections, because you don't want to get sick around about now, because you'll be labeled some kind of heretic. Nearly a third of Israelis on unemployment benefits refuse to return to work as the economy reopens. So you see how the fear works, that you'll stay in a trap. And it's really disappointing, really, because you would almost tend to think that Israelis would lose their fear and be brave, because the people who founded their country, whether you believe in it or not, were brave and tough. And it wasn't viruses in the air, it was bugs. Bugs and bullets biting you, tearing you apart. But that's what it takes to build a country. Probably that's what it takes to keep one, too. Primary school bans phrases man up and mourning boys and girls. Well, of course, we have to get rid of gender, because as we're all changed into robots, there is no gender. And that's the ultimate game plan. And I recall reading in the Bible somewhere that God created the man and woman. And we can't have anything that God said. So it has to be changed upside down. The vaccine is the pandemic. Biden to dump 60 million blood-clotting COVID-19 vaccines from AstraZeneca on India. Well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. That's on Natural News. I like talking to soldiers, because they got brains, especially if they worked in intelligence or something like that. It just, you know, wow. You know, you get an exercise. I was talking to a veteran from wars over there, a young man who had to bug out in circumstances that could be an adventure film. But he makes no bones about it. China and India are at war. They're having all that pressure on the border. And there's nothing better to dump a little bio something on your potential enemy just to keep them itching and scratching so that they're not a threat to you. The Americans did it to the Chinese in the Korean War. Just the way things work. But it's nice to know people who know things, as opposed to the dumb and the compliant who just sit there and mumble what was on TV. U.S. investigating possible mysterious directed energy attack. Oh, yeah, we did that one. Ripple plans to go public after settling lawsuit with regulators. Major cryptocurrency. Ripple has not given up on its plans to go public. Well, I'm not big on those at all, because I look at it, this is a war. And in many attacks and invasions, you're attacked on two fronts or more. One is rather stupid, unless it's the only game plan you can have. And I see this as a two-pronged attack. Prong number one is to induce the payment system, something digital, computer-backed, crypto, whatever you want to call it, but it's something that ultimately the machine is going to run. That I can't settle anything with you unless a computer of some sort finishes the deal for me. Sounds like heaven, because the bait on the trap is make money. Oh, you're going to make lots of money. There's no money in Eden. God didn't invent money. I remember a primate experiment they use about money. They give money to primates, and guess what happens? The males fight over it and make war, and the females become prostitutes. And they're very reluctant to give up their money. I think there's stuff in the Bible about that, fools and money and such like that. There's no such thing. It's all invented. The other prong of the attack, of course, is to put the software in your body, like we talked before with the Google patent and the other one, so that I can hook your brain up to the internet and invoke the social credit system. So what difference does it make how much money I make? I have to give up my soul. I have to give up all my freedom. I'd rather live in a hunting and gathering society or live in a South Pacific island and collect coconuts and fish. I don't need any money. And if that's the cost of money, I don't want it. And I'll do what Jesus did. Throw it all away, well, he gave it away, and follow him. I think it's a far better life. Don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Don't have to have crooked politicians looting the treasury, trying to steal everything that isn't nailed down and then pulling the nails out if it is. I think that's a much better thing. But either way, you end up in the social credit system. So whether you take the injection first or you get into crypto first, you're walking into a trap. Just, you have to have a good trap to get people to walk into it. They know that. And they know when you lust. Many times, like, you know, they call it honeypot sin, the espionage business, and usually they're voluptuous women or men, no matter which way you swing. And you'll do anything for that lust. They know that. So the big thing is, like my daddy used to say, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. Why your grocery bills are going up and only going to get bigger? Well, we heard that on a Power Hour the other time, too, with a chap that I was just absolutely amazed to hear when he talked about how prices were going up for seeds and, you know, the just total usurpation of the land by Gates and his minions. Because once they get control of the food, they get control of you. Then you got to come begging for it. You like begging? Remember those old words from centuries ago? Yes, Lord and Master. You really want to be a serf again? You want to go back to that? Well, you got to go before Hillary Clinton and grovel and kiss her feet. Maybe she'll throw you a crumb or two. You want to go back to that? On your wedding night, the Lord of the Manor gets first dibs on your wife. You want to go back to that? Maybe you just want to be in the gladiatorial games and be fed to lions. You want to go back to that? Or just work in absolute bondage and drudgery for nothing while that whip tears your flesh apart? You want to go back to that? You do get a choice. I say no. FDA revised federal effort to ban menthol cigarettes. Well, the beauty of all this stuff is you can't ban anything. It's against the law of something called supply and demand. And that's the beauty of idiots and fools. And that's probably why our economies are in such dire things. It's like Stalin-esque logic. I am dictator. I can do anything I want because I am Comrade Stalin. No, you can't. Jump out of an airplane. Show me you can defeat the law of gravity. Worked on Roadrunner. Just go ahead. Give it a try. Well, they're not that stupid. The law of supply and demand is the law of supply and demand. If something exists, there's an intersection between supply and demand. Nothing you can do to stop that. You can only move the price higher or lower. By banning something, you move the price higher. As an example, I use narcotics. Tell me one school where you can't buy narcotics. But they're banned. But the price is high. So people will be willing to take those risks for that money. And that's why prohibition didn't work. That's why prostitution's the world's oldest profession. It's supply and demand. There's nothing you can do against it. It is a law of existence. All about olives, five reasons to eat them. When I was younger, I wasn't that crazy about olives. But I sure got a fascination for them now as I've gotten older. And they play a significant role in nearly 200 diseases. Not to cause them, but to protect you from them. It's a powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, phytonutrients. Can't go wrong. Reduces oxidative stress. Support heart health, anti-cancer effects, shorten upper respiratory infections, anti-diabetic effects. So people have told me that in the morning if you drink olive oil, that it does a lot to help your blood sugar. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Influenza vaccination linked to higher COVID death rates. Well, that doesn't surprise me either, because they're putting other poisons in your body, too. I've never been one to take this flu shot because I don't trust them. You're giving blind trust to these people. I trust my immune system, and I learned a long, long time ago from one of Richard Serrett's late-night radio shows when he was on another network. I forget what doctor he had on. Maybe it was Cass Ingram, but they were talking about an influenza outbreak back then, and I called in, and I asked her about cinnamon. And she just went on like a five-minute lecture about cinnamon. Not the crappy stuff you buy in the dollar store, but real pure cinnamon takes out the influenza. And as I understand the history from the 1918 pandemic, nobody got sick that worked in the cinnamon plants because you're covered in the stuff. It goes up your nose. It's everywhere. I guess God made it good if you know what the answers are and you know where to look, because those are trees we can eat from. And we eat from those trees for our health, our wholesomeness. You know, in the PNAC document, and because this is an intelligent radio show, I probably don't even have to say what that is, but the Project for a New American Century, you realize, of course, not just that they had a new Pearl Harbor, but there's another spot in there, it's in my blog with the Google Doodle, that a bioweapon would be a politically useful tool. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? A bioweapon would be politically useful tool. Yes, they know. They know very well. That's why we have to catch up. Come to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us in the next hour is going to be Professor Mark Miller, New York University heretic.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.